Security's concerns at the southern border. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. In addition to record-breaking numbers of illegal border crossings, Customs and Border Protection reports several suspected terrorists entered the country.
The names of 12 people apprehended in August between ports of entry matched up with names in the terrorist screening database. And that makes 78 terrorist screening database hits this fiscal year at the southwest border. Just between ports of entry, that is more than triple the previous 5 years combined.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Officially, the Biden administration says the border is secure, but President Biden Tuesday said the majority of immigrants are coming from oppressive regimes.
What's on my watch now is Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. And the ability to send them back to those states is not rational.
The introductory meeting with legal teams and the special master overseeing the evidence seized in the Mar-a-Lago raid was held on Tuesday, contentious at times.
Judge Raymond Deary, the special master, asked Trump's attorneys for proof that Trump did indeed declassify documents seized by the FBI. Trump's legal team took issue with the request, arguing they don't want to give too many details over fears of exposing Trump criminally. Deary said, quote, "You can't have your cake and eat it too," end quote. Deary has until November 30th to complete his review, although that could be extended if warranted.
Fox's David Spunt. The Justice Department, in a late-night filing with the appeals court, says Trump's attorneys cannot articulate any plausible claim to the documents seized. A health emergency declared in Puerto Rico. Hurricane Fiona's impact Sunday left much of the island without power or drinking water. The storm is moving away from the Turks and Caicos, still at Category 3 strength, but moving to the northeast, minimizing the chance of a direct hit on Bermuda. Wall Street lower Tuesday, the Dow dropping 313 points, NASDAQ down 110. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's been another out-of-court settlement in lawsuits stemming from the opioid crisis.
West Virginia's attorney general says Walmart and CVS Pharmacy will pay a combined total of $147 million in a lawsuit over their roles in contributing to the state's opioid crisis. The lawsuit claims the companies recklessly flooded the market with opioids, causing significant losses, including the loss of lives. Walgreens is also a defendant but refused to settle and will go to trial along with Kroger in June 2023. West Virginia is among the hardest hit states in the nation's opioid epidemic. Data from the National Center for Health Statistics shows it had a per capita opioid mortality rate three times higher than the national average in 2020. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The Justice Department has charged four dozen people in what prosecutors are calling a scheme to take advantage of the COVID-19 pandemic, defrauding the U.S. government of nearly $250 million. The prosecutors say the defendants obtained government funds under the guise of providing food to underprivileged children, but just a fraction of the money was actually spent on feeding kids. The rest, they say, was spent on property, luxury cars, and travel. Within a few weeks, it should be easier for foreigners to enter Canada.
The Canadian government will likely drop the COVID vaccine requirement for people to enter the country by the end of this month. That's according to an official familiar with the matter. In the immediate, removing the requirement will benefit unvaccinated pro athletes like Major League Baseball players who'd be able to take the field in Toronto if the Blue Jays make the playoffs. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau would have to give final approval. The U.S. has a similar policy, but it's not known if it will remain in place. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The separatist leaders of four Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine say they're planning to hold referenda this week for those territories to become part of Russia as Moscow loses ground in the invasion of Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. would never recognize those elections. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.